Okay, Silky Carlo, coming to you and returning to Robert Manley's question, that trade-off between saving lives and, as Robert put it, crippling the younger generation's future. Bluntly, this is a trade-off, isn't it, in terms of economic consequence versus saving life?
Well, there may be questions down the line about the extremity of some of the actions taken. Obviously, we've incurred wartime levels of debt and so on, huge inflation of the state. But it's important to say that, of course, the right to life is the most important human right. And it's really times like these that make you value what a gift life is, I think. And if there is a silver lining to this awful situation, I think it's that the public has shown a great willingness to change our way of life, patterns of work, to protect not only themselves, especially for younger generations who are at less risk, but also to protect their neighbours. We've seen hundreds of thousands of people signing up to volunteer, a sense of community spirit in tackling this, I think. And I hope that if there's one thing that we can take forward, it is compassion for everyone in society, young and old.